Chapter 6, Extended Tapping, Drama Shrinker, Saying No to Others So You Can Say Yes to Your Best Life. Saying no can be especially challenging for drama shrinkers, since their aim is to avoid rejection and conflict at all cost. To begin using tapping to establish healthy boundaries, start by thinking about a situation where you should or would like to say no. Notice any resistance or anxiety you feel, and write down those feelings. You might write down that when you think about saying no, that you feel like a disappointment, or guilty, nervous, like you're not doing enough or you're being selfish. Notice what comes up when you even think about saying no. Next, rate the intensity of your primary strongest emotion around saying no on a scale from 0 to 10. And let's do some tapping on releasing those feelings. You can replace words and phrases as needed to make your tapping as relevant to your own experience as possible. So let's start by taking a nice, calming, deep breath. And let's start by tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I'm so scared to disappoint others, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I'm so scared to disappoint others, I accept myself and how I feel. And last time, even though I'm so scared to disappoint others, I accept myself and how I feel. Eyebrow, I can't say no. Side of eye, they need me. Under eye, and I can't disappoint them. Under nose, I can't say no. Under mouth, just the thought of saying no. Collarbone, creates anxiety in my body. Underarm, all this fear. Top of head, I just want everyone to be happy. Eyebrow, and it's exhausting. Side of eye, and it's not working. Under eye, I have been saying yes. Under nose, when I want to say no. Under mouth, I feel like I have no choice. Collarbone, and it leaves me feeling resentful. Underarm, I acknowledge this struggle. Top of head, I honor my resentment. Eyebrow, I'm so good at being the martyr. Side of eye, I'd rather be unhappy than disappoint others. Under eye, but I'm tired. Under nose, part of me wants to change. Under mouth, another part of me is scared. Collarbone, I don't like to rock the boat. underarm. I'd rather suffer in silence. Top of head, but I'm exhausted. Eyebrow, I acknowledge the toll this has taken. Side of eye, where did I learn this belief? Under eye, this belief that I have to be perfect. Under nose, and make everyone happy. Under mouth, I picked this up as a child. Collarbone, to keep myself safe. Underarm, but as an adult. Top of head, this belief isn't serving me. Eyebrow, and it isn't serving the world. Side of eye, it's hard to share my gifts with the world. Under eye, when I'm always sacrificing my happiness. Under nose, maybe I can ease into saying no. Under mouth, or simply say, let me get back to you. Collarbone, I give myself the time to check in. Underarm, and see what feels right to me. Top of head, whether I say yes or no. Eyebrow, I am still a good person. Side of eye, my happiness is not dependent on their approval. Under eye, it's safe to say no to others. Under nose, and yes to myself. Under mouth, I choose what feels right to me. Collarbone, and I give others the permission to say no. Underarm, I begin to practice saying no. Top of head, so I can say yes to myself. Take a deep breath in. And when you think about that same situation where you want or need to say no, how do you feel now? Rate the intensity on a scale from 0 to 10 and keep tapping until you can imagine saying no without experiencing any intense negative emotion. And take a moment now to just notice and experience the shift you've made already.